Peace and blessings, everybody. You're listening to The Good Brother Experience, where it is I, the good brother, the original black man. I am Reek. What you doing? How you doing? How you been? For starters, drink that water. Secondarily, rate, review, and subscribe to my program. The more ratings you leave, the more reviews that you leave, the more lit that I become. Last but not least, if you would like to email me at goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. Once again, it is goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. All right. I got a whole bunch of shit to tell y'all motherfuckers, man. So let me talk to you about the insurance process in regards to seeing a specialist. Something that was unbeknownst to me. So I was saying to myself, you know what? I'm in my 30s now. I'm more mature, I'm more of a man, I'm more of an adult. I need to start taking my health more serious, right? Because it's very seldom that a man will go see a doctor in any regard. So me, I have very aggressive eczema. Rashes be popping out of nowhere, it be scaring the bitches, all kind of shit be going on, right? So I'm like, you know what? I got this insurance. I call my insurance up. I'm like, yo, can you please email me a list of dermatologists? They did so. I went to go see which one accepted my insurance because you know how that goes. Finally saw one, called them up, told them what insurance I had, set up the appointment, right? That was in early December. Now I'm in January, late January. And I'm like, all right, the time has come. Let me go over there, get my skin looked at and get in motion. I get over to the dermatologist's office. And I'm like, all right, no, you're definitely on time. I had a 9 o'clock appointment. And they're like, okay, just give us your referral and sit down. I'm like, referral? What referral? They're like, yeah, anytime you see a specialist, you need to get a referral from your PCP. I'm like, I didn't know that. They're saying, they then asked me, the dermatologist woman that was there, the secretary, your insurance didn't tell you that? I'm like, no, not only did they not tell me that, y'all didn't tell me that when I set up the appointment with y'all. Like, yeah, this happens all the time. I don't know why this isn't standard protocol when trying to get these things done. I'm looking at this woman in the face, and I was about to make that grave mistake of taking my anger out on the person that I'm speaking to. That woman just works there. I don't know what she gets paid, but she's just there to collect a check, clock in, clock out, have her hour lunch, listen to her music on a break, gossip with her coworkers, and then leave, right? So in my head, I'm like, I'm not going to be the disgruntled customer, man. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be the disgruntled patient. I'm going to go outside and call them for the referral. She was like, yeah, just call your PCP. It takes 5 minutes. I go outside. I do just that. I call my PCP. Ring, ring. And there was nothing in regards to referrals. So now I'm getting angry. So now I call back. And I just press like the first number that I can think of. Boom, boom, boom. I'm like, hey, Dr. Such and Such office, how can I help you? Like, hey, what's going on? You know, there seems to be a mix-up. I'm here at the dermatologist's office, and they didn't get the referral that you guys sent. So let me pause the story. I had to spin niggas, right? Dreidel style, tornado style. I had to implement the spin because had I have not spun them, I wouldn't have got my skin checked out. So I just had to play the game, and I had to think on my feet because I'm not about to reschedule. I'm about to not go a few more weeks on my skin not getting looked at. It's time to man up. You feel me? Back to the story. So I'm speaking to the woman like, yeah, you know, you guys didn't send a referral. I don't know if there was a mix-up, but, you know, the con woman at the front desk said it's going to take about 5 minutes. And she's like, oh, man, it's going to take way more than 5 minutes. One, we got to make the referral. Two, we got to get the doctor to sign off on the referral. Third, we need to throw it in some type of transfer portal after, you know, the referral office gets to get it done, whatever have you. Are you sure you made a referral with us? And then I had to think quick. And remember what I told you guys, you know, about my lung issue. So I'm like, yeah, 100%. You know, I spoke with the doctor at great length about my lung. And while I was doing so, I told him that I had an appointment with the dermatologist. And I told him the dermatologist's office. And maybe, you know, things just got lost in translation because the primary focus was my lung. But I'm pretty sure it should be somewhere. She's like, okay, hold on. Now I'm on hold. Now I'm lapsing this story for about an hour and a half, right? Me just being on the phone, you know, speaking to the woman, come to the back. Are you sure? I'm like, yo, I'm positive. I spoke to the doctor. If he forgot, you know, I understand that mistakes happen, but I'm in the office now. I just need the referral so I can go on about my day. It's like, okay, honey, I understand. So then, boom, things are continuing. She's like, okay, to get this thing expedited, because usually this can take 1 to 3 days, here's the number to the referral office. Call them and make sure that they send it over. I said, thank you so much. I call over to the referral office. Hey, you know, my name's Tariq, XYZ. You know, I'm just waiting for the referral. I'm at the dermatologist's office. Now, the person at the front desk gave me some type of code to tell them. I'm like, all right, the code is this, that, and the third. I'm like, okay, just give us a second. They created the referral. They sent it via portal or whatever the fuck they did. I believe it's MyChart that they send everything through these days. I'm like, okay, you guys should have received it. I go over to the front desk. I'm like, hey, did you guys receive that referral? She said, okay, we finally got it. I told everybody thank you. That took about an hour and a half. So now it is 10:30. No, I'm sorry. That took 2 hours. So now it's 11. And I'm waiting very patiently. And I'm waiting for about 20 or so more minutes. And then a woman's like, you know, I'm going to try to push you at the head of the line. You've been here for a few hours. Now I'm finally seeing the dermatologist. It's a woman with pink hair, pink and blonde hair. You know, there's new age shit going on. I'm like, okay, cool. Speaking to the dermatologist, and she's like, hey, what's going on? So then, you know, I didn't want to blind her. I didn't want her to, you know, lose sense of professionalism. But, you know, duty calls. So I had to take off my shirt, right? Now, after she got to finish admiring my beauty and my spectacular physique, she was like, I see what's going on. I was like, yeah, I got this shit around my neck, behind my ears, on my shoulder, my biceps and shit like that. Like, what's going on? Even on my underarms. So she looked at it. She took an iPad. She had her assistant come in, which was also a woman. So now you have two women marveling at my physique and how handsome I am. But, you know, things happen when you're at appointments. So as they're looking at me and shit like that, she's telling me what's going on with my underarm, which is something totally different that was going on with the rest of my skin. And then as I'm speaking to her, she's asking me very personal questions that you're supposed to ask when you're trying to get down to a problem. She's like, what do you use to moisturize the rashes? I told her Aquaphor. She's like, ah, terrible. Don't do that ever again. Don't use Aquaphor. That's usually for cuts, scrapes, and, you know, if your lips are chapped or something. Do not apply Aquaphor at all because it doesn't absorb into the skin. It's just a layer on top of the skin and you're wasting time. What do you use to wash yourself? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, well, do you use a loofah? Do you use a washcloth? What do you use? Like, oh, I use a washcloth. So, can't do that. You know, the washcloth causes more abrasions to the rashes. So it's just going to be skin just growing on top of skin. You need to start putting the soap in your hands and washing with your hands. I'm like a white man? Like, on some white shit? She started laughing. She was like, yeah. So then I looked at her deep in her eyes. And my mind started doing the calculations. And I was like, yo, this woman, has she been sent here by the fucking government? Because looking at a black man in his eyes and telling him that he no longer can use a washcloth is effectively an act of war. They've heard how cleanly we are. They've heard that we shower every day, sometimes twice a day when it's summertime or if you had a long day. I'm like, no. We've got a water crisis. LA's running out of water. You know, Dove isn't as popping as it used to be. If we get them to use their hands, they'll use more soap. They will effectively use less water and more soap. I'm like, oh, man. So I'm looking at her. I'm like, yo, is this bitch an op? Got this pink hair lady with a fucking face cover. For all I know, she's some type of 2023 ninja kind of situation. I was trying to dissect the situation in real time. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. No more washcloths. We're going through the rigmarole of what I had to do as far as what I have to do in order to clean myself, or to clean myself, I should say. And my entire hygiene regimen has been turned upside down. I have all kind of exotic soaps that I like to utilize. Can't use those. Can't use lotions. Only body butters. I can't use the deodorant. I have Mastix deodorant. I have to throw all that shit away. I have to use fucking spray deodorant now. I don't even spray deodorant. I'm like, Axe? You want the god to use Axe? I have a family. I'm not bringing no Axe into my home. She was like, oh, no, not Axe. You know, Dove has a really good spray deodorant. So I'm like, okay, no problem. I can get with this. So the past few days, I have been utilizing these things that were sent to my home via my insurance. I've been using these two creams, and one of these creams have steroids in the cream. So I just want to tell everybody that is personal to me, or even if you see me out in the street, out and about doing reek stuff, you're going to see a change in my physique because your boy is on the juice. I'm not injecting nothing. I'm not eating nothing. I'm putting the steroids on the skin. And I mean, physique reek is back. You feel me? There's Arnold Schwarzenegger. There's the nigga that played Incredible Hulk. There's Terry Crews. And then there's me, as far as incredible physiques in modern American history. You can, maybe you can put in The Rock, and maybe you can put in Hulk Hogan, but they're way down the list. And now that I'm on this juice, like a Mark McGwire or Barry Bonds or all those other steroid niggas that was hitting 5,000 home runs a year, it's about to get lit. Now, on top of a new skincare regimen that I've been doing, you know, I started the job. Your boy is in motion. As I told all of you, you know, I'm finally going to be in a position to buy the bottle. That's the mark of a man. And 3 days into this job, somebody who I've developed a strong rapport with over the years, you know, just in crossing and, you know, in conversations, there's a dude there. I'm not going to say his name. Black guy, really dope dude. And he hits me. And he's like, bro, you have a show? I just got finished listening to the last few episodes, man. You really have a knack for this shit. I can see the vision, man. Keep going. You're really talented. And in my head, the first thing I thought of was not to say thank you. But I'm like, fuck, son. I didn't even buy the bottle yet, son. I didn't even cop it. You feel me? I haven't even been able to utilize the spoils that comes with being a working man. I'm already outed. I mean, I say bitch and nigga all the time. I talk about white people. I do all kinds of shit on this show. I'm like, fuck, son. They got me. It was probably the bitch that told me I can't use washcloths. Everybody is out to get me. Everybody is an op. I was starting to crumble. So now, very nervously, I'm texting them back like, ha, ha, ha. You know, go looking for listening to the show. You told anybody else? Don't tell nobody. Pretty please. Don't tell no one. You feel me? Not at all, son. The God cannot get fired, bro. I just got this job. Things is finally looking up. So he's like, yo, it's really funny. No, it's all good, man. I was like, yo, fam, how did you even find it? He was like, yo, it was suggested to me. You know, I've really been on a podcast binge, and I'm looking at you, and I saw you on the coin. I'm like, what is this, some 50 Cent shit? What is it? Is that reek? So then, you know, I press play and I hear your voice. I'm like, oh shit, it's my boy. Now, he is not delusional. I am actually his boy. So it wasn't a situation to where it was a coworker that I thought is corny or somebody who I dislike or just a nigga that I just have to see while I'm at work. He's actually one of the cooler people that I've met. So he's looking at me. I'm like, okay, at least it was you. So then I see him at work. We're having a conversation about the show. And, you know, he's telling me all these incredible things that, you know, as a creator, it's things that you really want to hear. And as he's talking to me, you know, very similar to, you know, rom-coms or, you know, suspense movies, when somebody's talking ad nauseum and you no longer hear the words, you're just really caught into your own head about what you're going to say next. And as his mouth is moving in slow motion and as he's giving me this very stern eye contact, and, you know, we're laughing and I'm smiling, I'm like, yo, my nigga, you cannot tell nobody I have this show. You cannot tell nobody. You feel me? Because the demographic of the people that I work with are not people that are going to be tapped into my show. The only way they're going to know about this show is if you tell them. So I'm like, yo, fam, you just can't tell nobody, bro. You just can't tell nobody. I'm like, yo, fam, I'm not going to tell no one, but I want to tell you that, you know, there's a lot of downtime at this job and everybody is in social media. So it's all a matter of time before somebody sees your Instagram, or it's all a matter of time before they do what I did. I wasn't looking for your show. You work here. I didn't know there was any creative people that fucking worked here. I'm fucking scrolling and I see your face and I clicked it. It's all a matter of time before somebody else does the same thing. So I'm like, fuck, son. I gotta take that risk. I have to take that risk. Because one, although podcast is incredibly popular, the people who I work with is not tapping into podcasts. They listen to sports radio. They listen to Leanne Rimes. I don't know why she came into my head, but they probably listen to country music or whatever. Like Mick Jagger, whoever they're listening to. Bowie. I'm like, fam, I should be all right, son. Just as long as you know about the show and you fucking with it heavy, that's all I need. So, yeah, man, the job has been dope. You know, I've definitely been learning the ins and outs of what I can do, what I can do, what I should do, what I shouldn't do. And things are picking up, you know, slowly but surely, man. I'm very happy about this. You know, something else that I've been doing is I've been tapped into, I should say, BMF. And the only thing I have to say about this show, I don't want to talk about the storyline. I don't want to talk about the plot. I don't want to talk about anything. Besides that, the lead character is way better at acting than he actually should be. And this lets me know that I should pursue acting. Because, you know, Big Meech, for those of you who are not aware, just Google Big Meech. He was the leader of BMF, which was a drug dealing conglomerate. And his son, effectively, is playing his father. Same way how Ice Cube's son played him in Straight Outta Compton. And I'm just looking at the acting chops on this guy. I'm like, yo, I do not feel the need to turn the show off at all. The only thing that I feel like I need to turn off is life, son. Let me fucking tell you. My fucking birthday is coming up, right? I crafted some plans. I have an idea of what I need to do, how I need to do, when I need to do it. And then, you know, I just took a pen and paper and I just wrote down my expenses for February in conjunction to when I get paid. And it's become abundantly clear that I won't have a singular dollar that belongs to me until like April. And let me tell you how I got here. And for those of you guys that live this way, you guys will be able to feel me on this one. And if you don't live this way, then you should find this to be comical or educational, whatever you choose. While I was being a brokey, broke man conglomerate, broke man enterprises, I mean broke man incorporated, I was like, you know what? I'll just put it on my credit card or this little cash right here. I'm about to spend it. Life is short. You're only young once. Memories last a lifetime. Money can be replaced. Do your thing, man. You'll figure it out later. Well, the cool thing about time is later always comes. And you're listening to the voice of a man where it's very much so later. So much so, I was thinking I'll put my Cash App. Matter of fact, I might do that. I'm going to put my Cash App in the bio. Because, fam, I'm looking at this loose leaf here. As far as shit that's going on for February, I'm going to share a little tidbit with you guys. I don't have a gun in the car. I don't sell drugs. My car is insured. My car is registered. But your boy couldn't pay that car payment this month. Fuck what you heard. Act like you know. Had to skip it. So I got to pay effectively 2 car payments in February. And that alone is killing me, son. Oh my God. In my head, I'm like, yo, I'm over here riding dirty. I'm paying. What if the IRS comes and takes my V? What if some nigga named Alex comes through in the tow truck? Because tow drivers, their names is always Alex, Antonio, Aspen. Some type of A name is always coming along. Just taking the V, son. And then I gotta take it to the junkyard. They're gonna take it back to the car dealer, and I'm gonna fucking choose an act of war against their ass. Somebody comes and takes my car, I'm going, I don't have a gun, I'm going to get a knife, and I'm going to give the tow driver a knife. I'm like, listen, man, whoever stays alive can get the car. We about to stab it out. You was not taking this V, bro. Absolutely not. You know what else I did? I'm also behind on something else because I'm going to Jamaica in May, right? I'm headed to Jamaica, and because I'm headed to Jamaica, I found this thing where I can pay in installments. So I pay one of the installments on my credit card, right? And things is moving slow. So I press it again. I made 2 payments on my credit card, son. Oh my God! Ah! So I called Chase. I'm like, yo, son, I made a mistake. They're like, oh, what you gotta do is either call the vendor, see if they can return the money, or wait for the money to go through, we'll launch an investigation, and then we'll try to get your money back. I go to the vendor, I'm looking at the FAQs. Every payment you make is non-refundable. Refundable, son. I'm like, come on, my nigga. It's not. I can't go out like that, son. Please. So I'm talking to the woman. Nice Pakistani woman or whatever country she comes from in the Middle East. I'm like, are you telling me once the payment goes through, you're going to launch an investigation and it's 100% guarantee that I'm going to get my money back? She's like, yeah, sure, sir, no problem, sure, okay. And I'm like, she's rocking me to sleep because you work in a call center. And your point is to listen to me because your manager's listening to every call and you're trying to get me the fuck off the phone because if you do anything to dissatisfy me, you will effectively get fired because that's how call centers work. All of them shits is a revolving door. They can find somebody else for your job. So she's being all perky with me. Yes, of course. Who wants the investigation? Yes, you have nothing to worry about. You're going to get your money back. And I just wanted to take the phone. I wanted to go to the garage, get the blowhorn, dust it off, and yell into the phone, you are lying to me. You are lying, son. I'm tired of the lies. I've just been living my life with deception for too fucking long, son. But yeah, I'm recording this on a Saturday. That's what I'm gonna start doing. I gotta start pre-recording so I can still get you guys episodes twice a week. My apologies for fucking missing last week, but I've been in a little bit of a scrum, trying to get as much money as I fucking can, son. I mean, even when I finally get paid, because I get paid biweekly at this job. So it's very possible I won't get paid until like the fucking 15th or some shit like that. That is 4,000 days of not getting no fettuccine, son. I need my bread, son. I need my fucking money. And they're like, oh, let me tell you something about this job, son. They asked me, like, yo, listen, you know, this is customary. We have to do a background check on you. So I'm going to need a check of $95. I'm like, wait a minute, I work here now, I'm not your employee, and I need to pay for my own background check that you won't even give to me to give it to you. I'm like, yeah, this is customary, this is what everybody goes through. So I'm looking at the kind woman that's speaking to me. I'm like, did you have to do it? It's like, yeah, you know, when I first started, I definitely, but you know, it wasn't, what was it? It was 85 when I started, you know, they bumped it up to $10. I made a little joke, like, oh, okay, inflation, no problem. So now I'm asking people around the office, like, yo, you paid $95 for a background check? Oh, yeah, that sucks, right? And in my head, I'm like, okay, but you saying it sucks and me saying it sucks is very different. You view $95 like, oh, this is annoying. I was going to go out tonight and get a few drinks. Now I can't. $95 for me is life or death right now. You know what I'm saying? If somebody was to give me a sword and some type of body armor and was like, you see that guy with the braid fade or the fade with the bun on the top, you have to fight that man to the death with that sword, and the winner gets $96. I'm doing it all the way. I'm gonna win the $95, and then I'm gonna treat myself to like a bag of Skittles or something. That's how tight things are right now. So when she said that shit, I'm like, ah, come on, son, I gotta pay $95 for this, nigga. I work here. I was like, yo, so, you know, we're on the same page. You probably said it while you were listening to me. I asked if they can dock it out of your pay. So I said it right then and there. I was like, yo, is there a way that you can dock this out of my pay? I mean, you are payroll. You literally are in charge of paying me. Just take a $95 reduction out of my first paycheck and we should be good to go, right? I'm like, oh, you know, everybody's trying to do that, but we can't do that. Ha, ha, ha. And it just condescending laughs. I'm like, white woman, you don't know my fucking pain, nigga. Slavery. This background check is slavery, son. You got these fucking lily white women laughing at the original, and I'm not even making jokes. I wasn't feeling that shit. But I am feeling where I'm working at. It's a cool situation. They said the guy can get overtime. You know, I'm about to run that up because I definitely need overtime. I just told you $95 is fucking life or death. So you already know the type of time I'm on. And yeah, man, the days of me being able to buy the bottle is near, just as long as my coworker does not spill the beans about this show. Because I'm not going to stop recording. Y'all are my family, goddammit. I am one of the people. And if I don't tell you about my goddamn dermatologist journeys, if I don't tell you about my broke journeys, and if I don't tell you about everything else I got going on, then who am I going to be to society? Just another tax-paying citizen that, I don't know, vacations once a year? Swagless. I need to document that I'm fucking traveling once a year to provide hope to the youth. It's all I'm doing here, son. I'm providing fucking hope to the youth. Peace and blessings. Pass the dressing. And you're going to hear this on Monday. So, happy Monday. And I'm going to pre-record so you will also hear me on Friday. I'm going to speak to y'all soon.